here's a story from The World.
There's a lot at stake in the U.S. election for our neighbors in Mexico, so no surprise that President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is being careful not to pick sides just yet.
A mí me satisface de que no hay...
That's López Obrador saying he's pleased the uncertainty in the U.S. has not, so far, had an impact on the Mexican economy. The World's Jorge Valencia has more from Mexico City.
The reaction from Mexicans who pay attention to U.S. politics, well, similar to the way Americans are feeling.
Okay, so it's been a rough night, to be really sincerely honest.
A strange feeling, very strange situation, not correct.
Alejandra Tenorio supports Joe Biden, and Juan Iván Peña Neder supports Donald Trump. Tenorio lives in Parral, Chihuahua, a small city a few hours south of Texas.
We're surrounded from mountains. That's basically what we live in.
And Peña Neder.
I'm a lawyer and I'm in Mexico City.
Alejandra Tenorio is an English teacher. She was born in Dayton, Ohio, and that is where she submitted her absentee ballot. She says she's upset to see Donald Trump declaring victory while several key states are still counting their votes.
Voto por voto. O sea, we have to get counted and we have to respect every single vote. It's not a fraud. I mean, election is not over until every single absentee ballot is counted.
Meanwhile, Juan Iván Peña Neder does not vote in the U.S., but he says he convinced friends in the United States to vote for Trump. And he says he doesn't understand why there wasn't an official winner more quickly.
In Mexico, we cannot understand those kind of things because we have a very sophisticated electoral system with a central election system and register. And that's just incredible.
Alejandra Tenorio says she spent the night on the phone with friends and family in Missouri and Texas, but that the last few months she spent trying to persuade American voters who live in Mexico to vote for Biden.
I really got amazed these couple of months where I was just getting out the vote, getting out that every single U.S. citizen that is living in Mexico can vote, because most of it, they don't know, and I really got amazed about that.
According to one estimate, 2 million American citizens live south of the border. And for those who vote, like Tenorio, one key issue under President Donald Trump has been immigration.
I mean, I live in Mexico and my two siblings live in the United States, and they're younger than me. And of course, I am searching for a better country, a better economy, a kindlier with immigration country.
Meanwhile, Juan Iván Peña Neder worked with fellow Trump supporters in Mexico to get them to speak with friends and relatives who are U.S. citizens and live in the United States.
The mothers and fathers and cousins and brothers can talk to their sons or relatives and say, we understand better why Donald Trump proposed you that or those and you must go to vote.
Peña Neder says an issue in which Trump has been positive for Mexico is in the economy. He says the newly renegotiated U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is good for the whole region, and that under Trump's leadership, the U.S. can help Mexico with what he believes is an economic adversary the two countries have in common.
China, it's a very destabilizing factor in the world trade, but Mexico feel the politics of President Trump provide more possibilities to growing up because now we are a partner with huge possibilities.
Either way, the uncertainty of the election and the way Donald Trump is handling it is surprising for many political observers in Mexico. Veronica Ortiz Ortega directs the Mexican Council on Foreign Relations.
In Latin America, I would say, but particularly in Mexico, and as a Mexican, I know that we are used to having everyone claiming victory beforehand and then claiming fraud. So it does surprise us when it is the president of the United States questioning the integrity of the system of the United States.
Ortiz Ortega says that she expects and hopes that regardless of who sits in the White House for the next 4 years, Mexico and the U.S. will continue to have strong collaborative ties. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.